deep in the breath. Soft in the breath. Present in the breath. Presence arising from the breath. The eternal consciousness, the all-pervasive awareness that is you. Arises from this softening breath and the state of being that naturally accompanies this softening breath. Increasingly, the systems of the body calm. Harmonize, breathing in and breathing out. The fluid rhythm of the breath. Letting the body settle now. Let it settle into whatever position you are in. It matters not. Right now, your being state, your feeling state is more important than whether your spine is straight or not. Just let the body settle. All you've got to do right now, Master, is just breathe with me. You felt that. Good. Good. Yes. That reminder is potent, is it not? That reminder that you do not sit alone right now, this moment. You do not breathe in and out alone. Each breath is a recommitment to this life and this mission. And you do not do this alone, I promise you. There are many, many who breathe with you. Who draw that life force into their bodies again and again and again, saying yes, 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 I am here, I stay here, I remain here, I choose this. It is so simple. Breathe in with your whole heart. With the heart of light, with the heart of love that brought you to this planet in the first place, breathe in with your full heart. And let your body feel that, let your cells feel that. Remind them, yes, that they are not alone. the cells of the body that labor under injury, desperately trying to repair, the cells of the body that labor under a misconfiguration of a disease process. The cells of the body that are cut off from the flow of fluids and nutrients and energy. If that is what is right now in your body, then just let it be. Just let it settle. And breathe that reminder. Breathe that support to every cell in your body. And what will they settle into then? If you do that, they will settle into and embrace your committed breath. Your full-hearted breath will be like loving hands that cradle them. And when they settle, they will settle into that. Good. Ah, yes. Remember how simple this can be. Just here. Just now. All of us together. With what is. A lot has happened, especially in these last 2 months. Some have been through the emotional ringer. Some the physical body is embodying, clearing, transmuting distortion in various ways. For some, plans or expectations have crumbled, and it is now clear that they are not going to work out the way we thought. There is a lot that sort of got kicked up, and now we need to just let it settle. Very possibly now is not the time to make a big decision. Now is the time to just soften and just let it all settle. I will tell you a lot of what got kicked up around you, and even if you actually had it as your lived experience, I'm telling you right now, Master, it is not yours. I said a lot of it, not all of it, and that is part of the let it settle process. Is that sifting through? Sometimes it is very subtle, sifting through. There is sort of a spacious, detached observing that has to be a part of that. Not a lot of doing right now around this. We have said before that relative to the human construct, the path of ascension, this momentum back into light and our light beingness, relative to the human aspect, this is catastrophic. This is the path of dismantling. This is not pleasant for the human aspect. I don't think I have to tell you that. So, probably a lot of what has come up in the last 2 months or so is aspects of your human construct, personality aspects. And again, a lot of that, most of that, is programmed. It is created. And we know this. Those programmed, manufactured aspects of the human construct in general, including what we call the ego, even positive and negative ego, all of that. We are increasingly coming to this part on the path where this is no longer serving us. Like the story of the monks who build the raft to cross the river and now they continue to drag it along the ground on the other side. It is a construct, an expression, if you will, that we could say served a purpose, but more and more the further we go on this path, the more it does not serve. So, of course, the edgier aspects, and you know, if we have been on this path for quite a while and we've been doing the work, as we say, for years now, we will have been doing the work on our pricklier aspects, our edgier, shadowier, more contracted aspects. We will have been doing the work to notice them and pull them out when they arise, rather than try to be in shame and not look, to force ourselves to sort of look at them. And so we've been doing that kind of work with that. But probably in the last couple of months, something or some things have been happening
to really bring some of that up. And not just the sort of prickly, edgy aspects, but that really wounded, fearful. Aspects of the construct. Notice I'm not saying self. I'm not even saying self. Even though, again, that human consciousness spectrum would absolutely say, well, yes, that is myself. Absolutely. That is in that realm of identification with the construct. So a lot has come up, and I'm not trying to say that, well, we've been through the rough time and now it's great, we're going to get to convalesce now and just let it all settle. I don't know, but I'm guessing, hate to tell you, it's probably not going to be the case. The energies continue to rise, the frequency continues to rise, and it is largely coming about because of our intention. And the consciousness collective that we call the Earth in a singularity is in fact a collective of consciousness and beings holding and expressing various aspects of the Earth, nature, the energy grids, and so on. It is because of our collective intention to rise, as it were, to conclude this particular exploration on third dimensional Earth, which I call the hell realms. Not always, but you know what I mean. But for sure a lot has gotten kicked up in the last 2 months, and so this is why we say now, just let it settle. Try not to grasp at any one part. I dare say there is probably more information maybe that is going to come. It is very possible that you are completing aspects, connections, momentums, perhaps places where you had begun to put some energy, but it was ultimately not a beneficial timeline for you. It was not a beneficial stream of potentials that you were vibrating yourself into harmony with. And so it had to go boom. It had to collapse. So it's okay. Now is the time to let it settle. Don't grasp at what is fluttering around you right now. Try not to do too much of the, you know, activating the human aspect, i.e., you know, the left-brained, let's say, the mind, trying to figure it out, puzzle it out, and all of that. It's a difficult one. I can understand us wanting to let that happen to some degree. I tend to cut myself a little bit of slack there. Sure, let that aspect of the logical, the linear, that wants to gather information, have a good understanding, try to puzzle out different scenarios. I let that happen a little bit, of course. We can go back to our 60-40 or 80-20 rule on that. Let that happen a little bit. Because that is going to soothe certain aspects of the human construct and the emotional body, of course. Of course. But in general, just let it all settle around you. because a lot of it isn't yours. You are perhaps in proximity, in the proximity of someone who themselves are going through a lot of shadowier, less conscious material, and you are just sort of in the effluvia and the kerfuffle of that. You gotta let that settle. Don't grasp it. And now this is going to sound like sacrilege, but just for now, until it settles and things are clearer, don't own it in that old way where you sort of, as I jokingly say, you know, you wrestle it to the ground as it's right at the door. It's just trying to leave. You tackle it at the door and you wrestle it to the ground. So don't own it in that way. Observe. Notice. Feel. Feel resonance or not. And just notice that. Settle. Drop further. Give yourself the great gift of stillness. Nothing to do. Breathe, Master. Let the nervous system recalibrate now. To this vibrational alignment of stillness. Stillness, relative to the physical body, is its own pattern in the field. It is not devoid of pattern and light configuration. Stillness is a pattern in the field relative to the body. Feel that. You might see or sense or hear it. And your cells are configuring now around that pattern. Oh, there we go. And now the settling becomes you, sinking back, into your own soul's vibrational signature, your own beautiful pool of golden light. Settle into that. Sink back, let that become the firmament that catches you as you sink and sink deeper and deeper. We are there as well. The combined heart fields of all of us create a beautiful pattern of light and frequency and sound and vibration of warmth and joy and golden light like plasma sink into that, settle into that.